What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
In the year 2000, Australia joined 188 other nations in a commitment to achieving 8 Millennium Development Goals in order to halve poverty by 2015. MICA Challenges Finish the Race campaign aims to make sure that we don't leave that job unfinished. MICA Challenge is a global movement of Christian agencies, churches, groups and individuals which aims to deepen engagement with the poor and reduce poverty. National Coordinator John Beckett is on the phone this morning. Thanks for your time.
Good to be here, Rodney.
Halving poverty across the globe by 2015 is a very ambitious goal, but how are we doing so far?
Yeah, very ambitious, but most people don't realise that we're making amazing progress. We've seen since the year 2000, or even backdating to 1990, so in the last two decades, we've seen things like the income poverty goal of halving the number of people living under $1.25 a day. We've seen that halved ahead of schedule. We've seen the number of people without access to clean water sources halved ahead of schedule in 2010. But there's a lot of progress that we still need to make. There are some goals that we won't reach unless we give it a real good push and we accelerate progress in these last couple of years.
So how will Finish the Race take us closer to achieving the goals?
Well, Australia, as you said, signed on to these goals. We committed in 2000 that we would spare no effort to free men, women, children from poverty. And we can individually respond, you know, by giving money ourselves. And I know people go overseas and contribute volunteer hours. But one of the things that we can really do is raise our voice, because our government has the opportunity to both give money through effective and growing aid programs, but also to change some of the structures that exist in our world that keep people in poverty. And so raising our voices to government in this country can have a significant effect on the global situation as well.
And obviously, in an election year, that's very important. We need to let our politicians know where our hearts are. And I guess we know that Australians are very generous. We want to be able to give to people. And yet it's sometimes not a popular message for governments to say we're going to give X amount of dollars to reduce poverty overseas.
Yeah, not always popular, but we believe that we can and should do our fair share, and at the moment we don't think we're doing our fair share in terms of a global response. And this is an election year, you know, it's been announced for September 2013, that we'll have the last federal election before the run into the finishing line of these goals. And so it's a moment when the levers of power are oiled, they're ready to move, and I guess the leaders of our nation are listening for the voice of the Australian people. And I would hope that it's a year when people then stand up and say, well, actually, we're doing okay. And there are people around the world who are doing much worse than us. And we have the capacity here in our nation to do something about that. And by just doing a little bit more in terms of raising the percentage of the national income that we give to overseas aid programs, we can make a significant impact on thousands and probably even millions of lives.
You're obviously wanting individuals to stay engaged. As you mentioned, many are already giving and involved in various ways, but there's also opportunity for different agencies, churches and other groups to get involved. If someone is wanting to get their church or their group involved, what can they do?
Yeah, we're providing lots of resources for simple things that you can do, essentially running some education presentations where you raise awareness of the issues, but then also channel your voice into political power by signing a petition and taking a creative action that conveys this message of halving poverty. And we want thousands of Australians across the country to be conveying this message into senators and MPs' offices, and hopefully the collective message will be that, you know, there are many Australians who want this pushed up our priority list.
98.5, I'm talking to John Beckett, who's the National Coordinator of MICA Challenge. John, what's the website? Where can people go to get hold of some of these resources?
Finish2015.com.au. That tells you all about the campaign, the background to it, but also easy ways that people can get involved in making a difference this year.
Well, John, it's a big goal, but it's one that we really need to strive for. So thanks for your time this morning in letting us know a little bit more about it, and keep us up to date, won't you?
Will do. Thanks, Rodney. Good
thanks.
To talk.
Bye.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.